That was Peaches on Regalia from Frank Zappa's album Hot Rats. We started that set off with the Beatles with Come Together from Abbey Road. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and the Beatles Radio Experience 1969 Part 3, which means we're going to be playing over the next several weeks everything that the Beatles released in 1969. We started a few weeks ago, going to carry it on for probably into Part 5 or 6. And some of their solo material, John Lennon, for example, and anything else that would have been on FM progressive rock radio in 1969. So we're not really doing top 40. You know, something might creep in that was in top 40, but it's going to be pretty much FM rock radio. I am actually in New York City this evening, so there's no one here to answer the phone. But I'll tell you what the trivia question is this week anyway. But the thing is, you can't call in. So we'll just announce the answer at the end of the show. What was the first George Harrison song to be released as the A-side of a Beatles single? The answer at 10 to 9.
Bound to
started that set off with Creedence Clearwater Revival with Bad Moon Rising from their album Green River. Carried on with Poco, their debut album, Picking Up the Pieces, appropriately called because they rose from the ashes of Buffalo Springfield. And Richie Furay and Jim Messina formed that group along with Rusty Young, Randy Meisner, and George Grantham on that particular album. And the song we heard was Grand Junction. And then we carried on with, the Flying Burrito Brothers, which was the brainchild of Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman from their debut album, The Gilded Palace of Sin. And the track we heard was Christine's Tune. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're listening specifically to the Beatles Radio Experience 1969 Part 3. After the break, we're going to carry on with the debut album from King Crimson.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College.
All together.
Jefferson Airplane with Rock Me Baby featuring Jorma Kaukonen from Blessed's Pointed Little Head, their live album released in 1969. And we, before that, heard the Beatles with All Together Now from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack, and started that set off with King Crimson from their debut 1969 album, The Court of the Crimson King, with the song of the same name. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. After the break, more music.
Just
That was Jethro Tull from their debut album Stand Up with Bure. And we started that set off with the Beatles from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack with Hey Bulldog. Carried on with Leslie West from his debut album called Mountain, the song Blood of the Sun. You notice the name of this album was Mountain. It was not the group Mountain yet. That came later, but everybody got that confused. But it was actually Leslie West's solo album called Mountain. Hey, we asked earlier what was the first George Harrison song to be released as an A-side of a Beatles single. The answer is Something, and it was actually a double A-side because Come Together was on the flip side, and both of them enjoyed a very healthy radio life as A-sides. So here it is, Something by the Beatles.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sea of Monsters from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. Before that, we heard Gimme Shelter from Let It Bleed, the 1969 release from the Rolling Stones, and started that set off with The Beatles with Something from Abbey Road. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. Next week, we're going to have Rex Fowler of Aztec Two-Step here during our fundraiser, and next up is E-Town.